Today, Barry Stewart Mann has a new story about a sad fact of life for nearly half of America's children.
Well, boys and girls, said Miss Hardy, we're almost ready to start. Remember, you've listed your choices on your itinerary. Every time you hear the bell ring, you move on to your next room. It was career day in the fourth grade hallway. The kids in Miss Hardy's class were abuzz with excitement. They listened intently for the bell, and the instant it rang, they dispersed like birds from a tree in a gust of wind. All except one boy, who hung back in the doorway. Kyle, where are you going first? I don't know. Well, let me see your card. Miss Hardy looked at the empty blanks. Kyle, I couldn't decide. Kyle, that's not like you. Why don't you go to hear Mr. Trujillo, the firefighter? I guess. A half hour later, when the bell rang, Miss Hardy scoured the crowded hallway. As the boys and girls disappeared into the various rooms, there stood Kyle. How is the firefighter? Cool, I guess. I mean, he puts out fires and saves people's houses and stuff. That's cool. Well, where are you going now? I don't know. How about the chef? Or the computer programmer? Or the auto mechanic? I guess. Kyle looked around and then walked off. Miss Hardy frowned. Kyle was one of her most enthusiastic students. Maybe he was disappointed that there were no skydivers or movie stars. Or maybe he was sad that neither of his parents, both prominent attorneys, had come to present. With the next bell, she found him again. Where did you go this time? The car mechanic. It was Cynthia's uncle. He said he lives under cars. Kyle, are you upset that your parents didn't come? That Alana's mom is here talking about her law practice? Kyle shook his head. There's one more round. Would you like to go there to hear about her work as an attorney? Kyle sighed. No, I'm tired of attorneys. My mom just called an attorney last night to divorce my dad. Miss Hardy gasped. Oh, Kyle, I'm so sorry. Do you want to talk about it? No, I just want to sit in your room for a while. 4 years before, Miss Hardy and her husband had divorced. Their children were older than Kyle, but she understood why it might be hard for him to think about career day. So, for the last round, he sat by her window looking out, and she sat at her desk, not looking at him. And even when the bell rang again and the hallway filled, they didn't move right away.